Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
If you wake up in the morning and you don't have doubt, something is very wrong. Because that means our opponent left us alone. So, I want you guys to start being happy for absolutely no reason. And when you do that, you'll be met with a reason to be more happy. In regards to feeling some type of way, specifically in the mornings, this happens to me often. One of the best examples I've given myself is leading up to the UN event, as well as a VIP dinner, understanding that and I think I spoke about this last week, but I think it's worth just a reiterate. As you get closer to the castle or whatever it is that you're going, your fulfillment, your light, your abundance, your money, your relationships, your career, there's going to be more doubt that creeps in. But what that doubt really is an indication that you are indeed getting closer to where you desire to be. So this is a crazy reframe, and sometimes it's really hard to distinguish when you're in the moment because nobody essentially likes to feel doubt and so forth. So guys, the closer you are to revealing more of your abundance, manifestations, and light in the world, whatever that looks like for you, the more doubt that you're going to encounter. And this is kind of a paradigm shift because you might think that, wait a minute, the more successful I become, the less imposter syndrome, unworthiness, or doubt I should feel. I'll never forget one of our family members who, you know, I've been working with one-on-one for a year, and he's just on fire. You guys know who he is. I remember he had a very, very successful launch with something. And he told me after, he's like, I'm so pumped. I imagine I'll never have that doubt ever again. You know, now we're good. We're off to the races. I started dying laughing. I'm like, my man, you're just getting started because you're only going to continue to ascend and the opponent's only going to get stronger. But every time you resist the temptation of giving in, more and more and more and more new levels of expansion for you. And then, you know, very quickly, 2 weeks later, he had a moment where, you know, the opponent reached out and hit him with a sucker punch and so forth. It just goes to show you guys that somebody asked me yesterday at the event when we did a Q&A at the end, which is unbelievable. Do you ever destroy the ego or the opponent? No, we don't. You never kill the ego ever, just to be clear. So I'm not trying to scare anybody, but just know this, as you continue to ascend to new levels of expansion for you, there will always be tests, obstacles, challenges, right? Think about like last night for me, I'm just using myself as an example because it's in real time. Should I have felt any type of way, even though we only had a week to promote it? We've done several events. We've sold out every single thing and so forth. By the way, unbelievable to see Terry Yaffe in person. I love you. Shout out to Terry Yaffe, whose podcast just went into 2% globally on planet Earth. No big deal. Actually, it's a very big deal. Love you. All right, guys. So it's inevitable. We don't want to kill the opponent or the ego, the one that wants you to play small. Born with all this potential, die with all this potential. I want you guys to understand this because this is a life hack. You will never destroy them. In fact, if you ever don't feel them, that's a problem because you're probably not at all out of your comfort zone. The opponent doesn't have much to say to someone that's just coasting. But every time you level up, you answer the call, you step into a new level for yourself, the opponent, the ego, Satan, whatever's good for you, will be there. But now we have tools. We have weaponry to go to war with. And maybe, if nothing else, we have the experience that last time we resisted the temptation of giving in, we got over it, we created a massive expansion. Maybe, just maybe, we should start looking forward to when he rears his head, his or her head, whatever your opponent looks like. Because we know with no worthy opponent, there could be no worthy result in life, period, end of story, right? So it's very important, guys, that you create a reframe for yourself, because self-doubt and fear plague most people. The difference between you guys and the people that don't have this knowledge is that when most people, unfortunately, experience self-doubt and fear, they think that that's a stop sign. Whereas you guys really know that's actually a green light. All right, guys. So very, very, very important. This is a really big deal on our spiritual progression, which obviously leads to all the good, juicy stuff. And this is something that, you know, guys, you want to stay physically fit in life. You always got to be working out and doing stuff like that, nutrition. The mental fitness is a never-ending, lifelong transformation. So you better love it.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.